Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're taking in the view from atop the newest in decking, bringing you live interviews from the 2010 Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland. We're sharing the scoop on new products, sharing interviews with top deck experts, including the editor of Professional Deck Builder magazine, Andy Angle. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and join us out back on the deck. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And you're inside My Fix It Up Life, and today we're talking all things decks.
My favorite. I love decks. I love them.
Well, it's like your favorite things are crown molding and decks. And I'm waiting for the moment when you're going to be able to crown out a deck.
Well, if you're our friend Bobby Parks, you do that on a regular basis.
He does crown on decks?
All the time.
Seriously?
His decks are... There's decks that everyone thinks of, whatever.
Your then basic deck.
Then there's what Bobby Parks built.
Yeah, he's pretty much, the best in the business, I'd say.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. You could easily make that case.
Well, and we went to Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland, 2010 Deck Expo, and we got to see all the new cool things in decking. We're going to be sharing interviews that we did with Bobby and other people at the show. And Bobby was also involved in doing the Real Outdoor Living Pavilion.
He designed it, which I found out after I was there and was like, this is awesome.
Well, we went there for a press event, an insider's press event.
Yeah.
And I had to say to everyone there is it was the best smelling exhibit I've ever been at one of these trade shows. It smelled so yummy.
Well, and it looked great, too, because what it did is it combined three species, southern pine, which was in pressure treated, and that was the decking. Then there was a western red cedar pergola.
And redwood.
California redwood.
And pergola. I was able to pick out where each kind of wood species were, too.
Yes.
Usually Mark leads the charge on that. Wherever we go somewhere, he can tell me what kind of wood anything is made out of by looking at the tightness of the grain and the color and whatever. And I'm not as good at that as Mark is.
Well, I mean, not many people can be.
Well, it is very exciting,
Excuse
too,
me
because
for awesomeness.
At Deck Expo, there was decking that was made from bamboo. There was decking made from recycled carpet.
There were beams. That wasn't decking, was
but
it?
But they had decking that was made out of bamboo.
Yeah,
and they had decking made out of recycled carpet.
Yep.
Nylo board, I think is what it's called.
Oh, good one.
And all the different varieties of natural wood and all the different kinds of decking materials that are made of recycled materials, and it was just insane how much was there. The different hidden fastener systems, and all the different tools involved.
Exactly. There, I mean, it was just as far as the eye could see, and unfortunately, we didn't get to see all of it.
I didn't. See, you were busy doing something, probably watching sports or having beers with your buddies. I was walking around the show floor, and I got to check out a lot of stuff by myself.
Yeah, I probably wasn't doing any kind of bathroom clinic at the remodeling show portion of the trade show.
Yeah, Deck Expo is put on at the same time as the remodeling show. And so when you go there, you get to go to both events.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exciting, I have to say.
It's great. And one of the reasons that I think that's cool is... For example, Bobby Parks is a dedicated, specific deck builder. That's what Bobby does. And there's a million of those guys around, but probably, and Bobby would tell you this, probably more remodelers build decks one at a time, five a year, whatever it is, than all the deck builders combined.
Which is pretty exciting, too, to think about it, because we were at an event where people do all kinds... they're hanging a door one day, building a deck the next day, trimming out a living room the following week. It's just so exciting, all the different projects going on, too.
Yeah, it was like our house exploded.
But one of the really important things about decks, and we shared that this recently when we did a video for Craftsman, is to make sure that you look at your deck to make do a visual inspection to make sure that it's still performing the way it needs to make sure your family is safe when you use it.
Exactly. Because decks don't fail by themselves. They fail at, like, a wedding reception. Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're overloaded.
Yes, when the live load gets to be too much for it. Because not everyone that's built decks actually follows the code, and the code has changed too in the last year.
And basically, by building code standards, any kind of building code for a deck is brand new. That you didn't used to have to do all this different stuff. People just did it because they wanted to.
Yes, you know, deck building has gotten very serious, and for good reason too, to make sure everyone stays safe when they're using it. Because yeah, like you said, unfortunately you hear about these tragic events, and they happen when you're having a party with your family, and rarely does a deck collapse just when nobody's home,
when it's just standing there by itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is, you can check for lag screws, you can check for structural fasteners. That's is basically the main thing.
Well, and if your wood looks like it's splitting or cracking, if things are peeling,
you can wiggle the handrails,
yeah, then you probably want to have a professional come out and check it out. And we are going to have to take a break, and we'll bring you interviews from Deck Expo coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we are inside Baltimore, Maryland today. We're taking out a little bit of a field trip from our usual stop in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're hobnobbing and hanging and banging here at Deck Expo.
Hobnobbing?
I hobnob. I hang with really important people.
Really?
In fact, my importance level is so stratospheric, sometimes people can't even hang out with me, which is usually the case, actually. I find myself alone often.
I don't really think that's a choice that so much as people just don't want to be near you. They're scared of you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is my favorite conversation.
Well, it is your favorite conversation. But we're here in Deck Expo.
We are.
At the Baltimore Convention Center. And we are actually standing on a deck right now.
We are standing on a deck in the Guardian booth built with Guard Deck.
Guard Deck, which is an awesome product. And, you know, I was looking for the hot pink colors here at Guard Deck, but it's not here. Apparently, you have to order an entire truckload to get the hot pink color.
Oh, geez. When's that coming?
I know. I was like, you know, we really need to order the whole entire truckload of hot pink.
Does it have to be hot pink? Can it be, like, the New England Patriots colors?
Well,
or
they have gorgeous colors,
Boston
like Peter, which I'm in love with.
These are nice colors.
They are gorgeous colors.
We got samples at the MF IUL HQ.
We did.
Earlier, so we saw these.
We got a sneak preview.
But what they did here is they actually built a deck platform. They boxed, they picture framed, and did an edge detail, which I like doing on real decks.
Yes.
So it's nice, and they've mixed and matched the colors, and their color schemes actually go together.
Well, we have an expert about the product here to talk to, too, Mark.
What a surprise.
Well, what a surprise that we have someone who knows more about the product than we do. They're standing in their booth right now.
Should we bring him on, or should we talk about him and let him kind of go in? And no, they're not. Yes, not ready, not ready.
I think we should bring him in.
Okay, let's bring him in.
How you doing?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good.
We're excited to be here.
I'm excited you guys are here as well.
Yeah.
Talk about Guard Deck Prestige. I know you were mentioning the pink, hot pink colors.
Well, yeah, I'm in love with the hot pink. Yeah, but, you know, I know you don't have hot pink, but you were saying to us, you know, a few weeks ago that you can order pretty much, like, anything in this new material. Like, it's so awesome. You could get, like, a logo or something in your deck.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the very unique things that we offer is that we can literally do just about any color you want with this decking. you know, it really comes down to the surface that we're applying to it. And we can make that just about any color you want. So
it doesn't change the integrity of the structure
Doesn't change the integrity of the structure. You can get your Eagles green or...
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Sorry, did I let that out?
But what you just launched four colors, right?
We did.
Okay. And pewter is gorgeous, I have to say.
We have the pewter, mm-hmm. weatherwood, cedar, and the walnut color, which is a little bit darker color. So those are our four main colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then heading into 2011, we actually are going to have 24 additional colors that would be available.
24,
that's right.
Will there be like the stock 4, 5, 10, and then the rest are special order?
We're going to stock the four that we mentioned previously. Those are going to be our stock four colors.
Right.
And then those other 24 are going to be on a special order basis.
Right.
You know, but they are going to be available.
So when you're, for example, we're here at Deck Expo. Now, well, the My Fix It Up Life audience is made up of professionals and enthusiasts and all kinds of different people. We're here at, like, the epicenter of the deck building year here at Deck Expo. It is the deck trade show.
Yeah.
So all these guys around us, by and large, are deck builders and remodelers who build a lot of decks.
Right.
So where I'm going with this is... these guys will have access at National Lumber Yards for the four colors and then the ability to get a handoff for their customers?
That's exactly right. So they'll have the ability to order our four base colors, and then at the lumber yard's discretion, if they want to bring in product, these special order items, they can do that, and they'll be available to the contractors and builders to use those products on their deck. And it's really a unique feature because we're able to offer a variety of so many different colors that, you know, somebody's bound to find one color that they like. You know,
well, so. Now, talk about the railings, though, because I know that is something that Mark gets fired up about, is if you can order, you know, the same material,
yes.
the same, and just go to one place and get the entire package and not have right. to
That's
pick around.
That's the same. Yeah, I don't know why it took so long to figure this out, but you guys have.
Yeah, it's great. And so for next year, we're going to have color match railing system, 2x4, 2x6, balusters. And the unique feature of it is that the surface of that railing is the same surface as the deck. So not only same color.
Love and life.
But it comes with the same surface technology on the railing that comes on the deck.
So we're standing in a giant room right now. No joke, this is what, 75,000 square feet of deck stuff. You just made everybody's life in this room easier.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, it's great. It's. I think the industry has always wanted something along these lines where the railing is the same surface as the deck.
Yep.
You know, so
same surface, same color, same everything.
Absolutely.
But you can still mix and match though too, the different colors in the line.
Absolutely.
Because girls like me, or,
yeah.
I always try to make it life harder for Mark, for contractors like Mark.
Yeah, she wants one spindle in every color.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was noticing that.
Of course.
The yellow is one of the colors that they're planning to, you know, come out with.
Is it what I see back here called Sunglow?
Sunglow, which is a hot color.
That's pretty primo.
But you could actually do a sunburst in the sunglow, like in the deck. Now, can you build that for me, like in about an hour?
10 minutes.
That's no problem, right?
No,
you
big
can do
deal.
That.
Slap it together.
No problem. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. And all you got to do is just, you know, just frame that out just a couple blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't take any time at all.
Nah.
Well, in fact, won't you help me? We'll be done in 5 minutes.
I'm busy, actually.
That's too funny. That's really good.
No, that is great, and the colors do. Now, I'm looking at the line of new colors that's on a poster here in the guard deck booth, and the colors go together. They make sense. They make sense. So when you're a homeowner doing your own design, you can look at those colors. When you're a deck builder, you can mix and match all that stuff, and value add, baby.
Absolutely. Value add is good. And you know what, Mark? We have to take a break.
We do.
We do.
Well, we'll be back in a minute.
With more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home. home improvement question, My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and a checkdown from Deck Expo 2010.
A checkdown?
Checkdown, deckdown.
Deckdown, checkdown?
I'm not sure what to call it because I just thought of it 1 second ago.
Deckdown.
I thought of it as I was saying
it. That doesn't sound very safe, actually. I don't think we want a deckdown. We want a deck secure?
Deck secure, and actually we're about...
Check up. Deck up.
We're about a deck up, check up?
Deck up, check up.
This isn't working.
Well, you know, I'm very excited because we're about to share an interview that we did with Andy Engel, who is the editor of Professional Deck Builder magazine, and we love him. He's been around in the industry.
Don't say that. That just crushes me.
For a long time.
Yes.
In the home building and remodeling industry. Yeah. He's one of the guys, one of the editors out there who knows what he's writing about and editing because he knows how to do it.
Because he's lived it. He's lived the life.
And he still lives the life.
And he still lives the life. And the thing that Andy brings to it is Andy is a remodeling carpenter. He's built new houses. He's remodeled old houses, the whole thing. And what he brings to the deck building editorial at Pro Deck Builder magazine and anything he does is that knowledge of the house as a system that's so important for anybody working on a house.
It is very important.
You know, anytime you tear the siding off or are doing something structural, you have to know all the if-then statements. And Andy kills me to say this again because we're in competition for awesomeness. and I lose every time. There are a few people who know as much as he does and have done as much as he has.
And we're lucky that he shares it through the books that he writes and the magazine articles that he writes and also the presentations he does at different shows, too.
Yeah. He doesn't present at Deck Expo, but he does at JLC Live.
And we're lucky enough, too, that we get together with him and his wife when we go to these events and, you know, we have a cocktail together and we talk and we can relate with each other about what we're working on in our homes and what we're working on writing about and photographing and all the other things that we do, too. There's a good connection there.
Yeah, and he's a good guy.
Let's bring that interview that we did at the 2010 Deck Expo from Baltimore, Maryland right now.
Here it is.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. and 75,000 square feet of Deck Expo.
We are inside 75,000 square feet of Deck Expo, which is pretty cool and intimate, right, dear?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
right.
It's
just like being in our living room.
Yeah, our house about this.
Yeah, and it's about probably like this noisy too with the kids and all the construction going on at our house.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
true. We have a few of our most intimate friends here.
We're joined.
And we are joined.
And it pains me to say this by our friend. Yeah, it's agony. It's agony.
Now, we've had this gentleman on our program before.
I know.
And
I may have to stop and weep.
Well, before we had him on the phone, and I swear, I know that you probably didn't have your utility kilt on when we had you on our show when you called in.
Can we say who he is?
No, wait.
Wait for it. Hold on.
But he's not wearing it today. Andy Engel, the editor of Professional Deck Builder magazine, and our friend.
And our friend.
My friend, not Mark's friend.
Thank you. Thank
Welcome.
You for that distinction. Thank
yeah.
you for having me.
Yeah.
Teresa.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Andy won't even look at me. Awesome. That's great. So, Teresa, could you ask Andy what he's seeing at the show that's good?
What are you seeing at the show that's good today?
I haven't actually had time to see the whole show yet. There's a tool down that aisle, about 7 miles, for sanding decks, specifically designed for sanding decks.
Really?
Which, given the number of old pressure-treated decks out there and how the sun deteriorates them over time, seems like a product that was just waiting for a chance to happen. It's got a couple of ways, a couple of different heads that you can use on it to plane the deck flat and then to sand it, and then you can go right over that with whatever finish you're going to use. Most people who refinish a deck only pressure wash it first,
right.
And the disadvantage of that, of course, is that you have to wait for all the water that you've just injected into that wood
right.
to dry out.
1,000 miles an hour.
Right, and that depends on your weather, your climate. Here you could just sand it in the same day. If you had time left, you could recoat it, and you're out of there.
Can you describe it in you know, 50 words or less, random orbit sander, drum sander?
It is a planetary sander. It has...
Does it have to be...
For you, Mark, it's a galactic sander.
What is a planetary sander?
A planetary sander.
Why do you have to be this way?
He's an expert, Mark.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Teresa, could you ask Andy
he's
what a planetary sander is?
Okay.
I'm not normally this way. It's just around Mark.
No, okay. you appear very smart around Mark.
That's frightening. But it could also just be the comparison.
Bottle of water smart around me.
Why I married you.
It has three heads, 3 6.5-inch diameter sanding heads.
Really?
That rotate, rotate counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. And that whole assembly that holds those three heads rotates in the opposite direction.
Okay.
And it's all shrouded, so you can hook up a vacuum cleaner to it, gets all the dust, and because of the counter-rotating heads, there's no torque.
Really?
Using this machine. I was playing with it when the show first opened up. You can literally hold it with one hand. And if you're thinking about comparing it to a floor sander, you know, that's like holding back a bowl. It's
right. Oh, sure. The drum sanders are.
Yeah. So it seemed like a great little product.
Any special sandpaper for...
Well, I'm sure it's the sandpaper they'll sell you to fit their heads.
Right.
But it's available for rental through Benjamin Moore Distributors.
Oh, yeah, sure. The painter guys are the ones who always get called to do the pressure washing and all that other stuff.
Right. And the other new thing that just caught my eye standing here on the Guardian Deck Pavilion, if I can mention these guys.
Yeah.
They've got a color palette here that's just amazing. I didn't count the number of decking colors they're showing off, but it's got to be 15 of them anyway.
Yes.
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 They're coming out with a whole new, how many did you say? 24 or something ridiculous?
It's 24, yeah.
But not hot pink.
Not
hot
pink. But you can get hot pink, which I'm focusing on, if you order a whole truckload.
And I really think you should do that for your house.
Well, Mark really wants it.
I know.
Yeah.
So. I know you keep harping on the hot pink.
But that you can get any color you want is absolutely, blows my mind.
Kind of makes sense, though, for a commercial application.
The hot pink?
A color like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a commercial application where there's outdoor seating, there's something that you want to highlight.
At a restaurant and you're doing an outdoor deck and that you want to have be the color of the theme.
If you wanted to be able to pick your house out from the air when you're coming in on final approach
to the
Philadelphia airport. There you
go. We could get his photo in there inlay or something
that. I'll bet there's a program, a CNC program.
Just like the cakes that you can do these days. You get your photo on want it, you cut through it. We have a big photo of Mark.
Are we really talking about
a photo of you building a deck on our deck?
That's
Can I quit my own show?
That is so good.
Andy, what are you working on now in Deck Builder Magazine? What's on the schedule
well,
for you?
Well, the September issue just came back from the printer. I got my advanced copies yesterday. I haven't even had a chance to look at them to see if we actually got things right or not.
You always do. And seriously, Andy's, what are they? They're not letters to the editor. They're the
editor's letter. Editor's letter.
I say that. You're the only other person in the world who says that. The redditor. The editor's letter. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a deck builder, your remodeler, or your new construction, the insight in Andy's letters.
Well, see,
that's all I read in your rest of your magazine.
Well, but the thing is that Andy's more than just a deck expert.
Yes.
He's an expert in every form of construction. Seriously.
From the business side, the family side, the craft side.
The wood flooring book that you were just working, that you just came out, yep. Which is gorgeous.
Thank you.
The stair building book.
Anybody can slap in my stairs.
Oh, no big deal.
No, they're not hard. Read my book.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Andy's book, Stairs 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Is it just 3 steps?
Yeah, that's
3 steps.
No matter how high you have to go, his are only 3 steps.
Well, and he presents on at these shows, too, in his utilikilt.
Well, that's true. I did wear a utilikilt. I do presentations at some of the shows. The JLC Live show in Providence last March.
Yeah.
I had a bet going with the show organizer, Don, that if I showed up and did my presentation wearing a kilt, he'd buy me a bottle of 15-year-old single malt.
Oh, well, there you have it.
That's very good.
And it worked out. You know, I just had to show my legs for a couple of hours, and I got a $75 bottle of scotch.
Socks with stripes from, like, 1975.
Of course.
Of course. He doesn't even skip a beat. Like, there are other socks.
I stocked up back then.
One of the things, too, that I like about Andy is that his wife does what I do, take photos of him building his projects, too.
That's true. My wife, Pat,
his lovely wife, who is here.
She is.
Yeah. She is. Hi, Pat. Hi.
And today's her birthday, by the way.
Oh. Happy birthday!
She's going to kill me for telling people that now, but...
Hey, I got you a birthday cake.
A Builder Bar.
Yeah, it's the entirely natural protein bar from Clif. Builder Bar. This segment of my Fix It Up Life brought to you by this candy bar. Not really. Clif was kind enough to give them to us.
Oh, now Mark's stay out of my pockets.
They're yummy.
You put that in there. Did you take something else out?
Of course I did.
He did. Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. That's the whole con game. Get looking this way, go that way. Right. You don't have much money in your credit card right now.
No, none whatsoever.
Well, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today.
Well, thank you folks for having me.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you, Andy.
And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
As the daylight fades.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Going mellow from Tim Williams to we're just bringing it back full force on My Fix It Up.
We are.
Right now. We're
going to counterbalance the nice, pleasant music from Tim.
I love Tim's music. His voice is interesting. His lyrics are great.
And he's handsome.
That's a
you should go to timwilliams.com and check out his handsomeness.
Yeah, check out his handsomeness.
But we wanted to go behind the scenes at the Deck Expo Remodeling Show 2010 and share a story about, you know, all the hardworking people that put those shows together when you visit them, all of the booths and everything that you see. It's not...
They don't just grow out of the floor.
They don't. And it can actually be a little bit dangerous.
Which one of the mentors of this show found out firsthand.
Yes. Well, first foot.
First foot. If you can imagine this, and you can't unless you've seen it, but it's basically a city block size place, as we've mentioned.
A convention center usually is about a city block size. And they use these carts that they drive around that are sort of like golf carts-ish. But a little sturdier looking.
More like a golf cart tank.
Yeah, exactly. And so they drive around because they have to go from one exhibitor location to another exhibitor location. Make sure everyone has what they need. Make sure all the deliveries are coming in where they're supposed to go and everything.
Right. Yeah, maybe answer a presenter's 50,000 questions.
And our friend who was driving around on one of these, checking out what he was supposed to be doing and everything, actually got his foot caught.
On a roll of carpet.
Yes.
Turned all the way backwards, broke his ankle, and that's that story right there.
Yeah.
Full force.
Full force, bringing you inside information.
And we've got more coming at you from Deck Expo right now.
Well, and we are inside Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland. We're bringing it to you live from the show floor, bringing you what's hot and what's happening, what's new in decking, and I'm actually going to let Mark talk.
Well, there's an announcement being made overhead, and I can't work under these conditions, so we're going to have to shut the trade show down while we do this.
The thousands of people here at Deck Expo have to be quiet because you're here?
Could you all just wait a minute?
Really? Seriously?
Literally.
Literally?
Literally.
But it's awesome to be here because we have an opportunity to see what is new in the market before you even see it on the store shelves or, you know, you can even find it or ask for it from your builder, modeler, deck builder.
Right. Local lumberyard.
Local lumberyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting to see some cool stuff. I've been here since Sunday night when I dropped off some of the stuff for the kitchen and bath. Is it an expo? Is it a showcase?
Kitchen and bath showcase.
It's a showcase showdown is what we're doing.
It is a showcase showdown, and Mark is up to win some fabulous prizes.
Yeah.
There's a motorhome and a kitchenette set and I don't know what else, but, you know, you can't go over.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have to get the closest amount.
I'm the host of that.
Totally.
Yeah. So the people come up and then...
You've got the little microphone.
Yeah, I got the Gene Rayburn microphone. It's about 6 feet long, but only half an inch thick.
Well, we saw a cool tool this morning. We went to a special event for Passload.
We did.
And we got to try out a new cordless roofing nailer.
The industry's first cordless roofing nailer. And as coincidence would have it, the gentleman who showed that to us literally just walked by.
Seriously?
He just walked by 2 seconds ago.
And, you know, I must have felt his presence because I was just inspired to talk about it. So that's pretty awesome.
That is funny. I wish he was within earshot to get him up here.
Well... It's an awesome thing, and you would have loved to have it while you were working on our roof all summer long, too.
Yeah, thanks for telling the whole world that it took me all summer to do our roof.
It didn't really take you all summer to do the roof.
Welcome to the world's slowest roofing incorporated. How may I have your job take forever?
It just took you all summer because of all the photos and video that you had to do, and travel, and our radio show that we do, like right now.
Yes, it is a very custom roof, so there's a... By the time you got going, you had to cut in around skylight or something or like that.
Yes.
So there's a lot of that to deal with.
And because you've never done it before, right?
No, I don't know anything about it.
No.
I don't know anything about it. Things leaking like a sieve.
It's great because it's our home. It makes me feel really special to know that you have that kind of, you know, quality in mind when it comes to taking care of our family and our home.
When you're shingling, what you want to do is you want to line up all the seams so that the water can run right down.
I thought you wanted to make sure that they're at least 2 inches apart. 2-inch seams.
I might need to go back and look at that.
Yeah, you want to have it more of like a polka dot effect. Do you know what I mean? That would be hot.
It's true, though. But the pass load roofing nailer we did see this morning.
And played with.
First of its kind. Kind of dedicated to the remodeler who's going to do a small roof.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dedicated roofer who's going to be doing roofing repairs. Or have someone he can dedicate around to do small installations like flashing and plumbing vents and those kinds of things.
And to not have to be tripping all over cords and everything.
Right. Nothing like walking down an 8-pitch and stepping on a hose. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is awesome, the words that you choose when you do that as well.
See, I barely swore that much at all, a lot.
What I like, though, about my husband is that when he's swearing on the roof, he actually calls out to say he's sorry to the children in the neighborhood afterwards.
I have actually gone through a tantrum that apologized for it to no one that I can see.
Because there are a lot of toddlers in our neighborhood, and so they don't need to be hearing all that kind of contractor talk.
So our neighbor actually said to me, actually, after he heard one, like, so did you have a helper today? No, said that to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have a helper today? Who was it? I'm like, oh. You heard that. Sorry.
Yeah, you should have said, yes, it was. It was my doppelganger.
It was my doppelganger.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, my favorite word.
Yeah.
Love that.
Very good.
So we've got, we're Deck Expo is collated.
Really?
Collated. It's a piece of paper. It's co-located. Page 2 of Deck Expo is the remodeling show. So these are two standalone trade shows. And what the sponsors for Deck Expo are Andy's Magazine.
Professional Deck Builder Magazine, which is an awesome resource. If you know, it's even a great thing if you're a homeowner and you're looking to figure out like what kind of deck you want to have.
Yeah.
To go and find out what's hot and what's new and products and what are options, so that you can then ask your deck builder, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I read it in the magazine online. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
The key tool for a homeowner who's organizing their own renovations, whether it's a deck or crown molding or a bathroom, is to be as organized and as knowledgeable as possible so you can work on a professional level with the professional that you hire.
Yes. It always helps you to know what questions to ask.
Yes, or at least to be poking around in that subject area. And one of the reasons I love coming to this show is that the people here care. I mean, they're here. This isn't like vacation. They're here to find out how to serve their customers better.
Oh, there's no time for a vacation here at the trade show.
No.
I mean, there's so many exhibits. There's so many cool products. There's so much going on, educational seminars and everything.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't stop for a second.
No. These aren't conventioneers like on the Brady Bunch. I remember seeing that when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, guys in bad jackets going to party. Do stuff.
Really?
These guys are serious.
Oh, yeah. And you can hear in the background probably all the tools being used. People are checking things out. And, you know, I'm actually really digging the guard deck, too, that we're standing on.
I dig your high heels that are on the guard deck. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, they're, you know, these are my new hot shoes from, what did I get? White House Black Market?
Yeah, White House Black Market, because I know what that is.
It's a hot place to go and buy things. Yeah.
Yeah, I go to lumber yards.
Yeah,
I'm wearing my Roofer's World, no, I'm not. Duluth Trading Company Roofer's Boots.
Yeah, Roofer's Boots and Carhartts.
Yeah, I got the Cordura Front Carhartts on.
Which are hot, and you've gotten compliments on.
Yeah, I got compliments. Yeah, hey.
No, seriously.
Nice pants. These things are bulletproof. That's why people like them.
Well, and the field and Stream pants, what are those pants that you have?
They're like a no-brand name. I don't think they exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I think Columbia might make them. They're like hunting pants, and they have
Cordura
nylon, like chaps on the front and around the cuff, which help you with, like, toughness. So if you're kneeling down on a roof all day, you're not going to have holes in your pants.
Oh, they don't make you look tougher?
They make you look tougher. That's what I'm wearing.
They help you with toughness and being like, when you put these pants on, all of a sudden it looks like you can, like, bench press 1,000 pounds.
That's what it is. Look, I need all the help I can get. And
seriously?
Any kind of trick I can play on the eye to make me come across as tough and knowledgeable, I'm doing it.
Is that why you have high heel boots on?
No, they're inside.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, the lifts, like you...
The platform
movie
shoes,
actors.
But the platforms are inside.
Yeah,
so it looks like I'm 12 feet tall.
He is 12 feet tall. You are 12 feet tall.
Yes, in my own mind, I'm a professional athlete.
You are.
Yeah, and our camera operators actually got the camera on the floor now to give me a statuesque look. Very good move.
You are statuesque.
Right. Thank you, honey. I love you, too.
Well, getting back to the trade show.
Why don't we get back to it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to walk this floor, not like I have time, and find out some more cool stuff that's happening here.
And we're going to bring you all of the cool new products from the trade show floor and tell you and share with you all the new stuff that's going to be coming out before it even hits the...
We are. And we're also going to say thank you to Guardian and Guard Deck.
For hosting us.
This has been awesome. They're super nice. This stuff rocks, by the way.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. And all of the colors that they are going to be pulling out next year, too.
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, if you can impress the editor of Professional Deck Builder magazine...
Yeah, you know what?
He's not easy to impress.
No,
either.
No. It's important to point out that he didn't know what we were talking about prior to come over. He wasn't here.
No, he wasn't.
And he came up and said the same thing that Rich from Guard Deck said.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like...
That's pretty cool.
That's street cred.
It's street cred, yeah.
I don't know what street cred is.
You're like doing like West Coast.
I'm all East Coast, West Coast, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing my gang signs right now, which I don't know what those are. I just make Spider-Man hands.
Spider-Man hands? Now, I have to say I'm embarrassed.
I would be. Mm-hmm. I'd run screaming if I could.
Well, Mark, I think we're going to have to take a break.
Well, we'll be back with more from Deck Expo and the Remodeling Show with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Attention, business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death.
If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and technically we're on the show floor of the remodeling show.
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland, but friend of the show, friend of ours, an all-around good guy, never mind exemplary deck builder.
Yes.
Bobby Parks. I chased him down in the aisle.
Yeah, Mark's good at running.
Yeah, I ran after him. So yeah. He's completely freaked out right now because I tackled him and dragged him back here.
Yeah, but I'm getting over it.
Well, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to talk to you in person. We talked on the phone before, so this is pleasant.
So what have you seen here? I'm sure your focus is Deck Expo.
Yeah, it is on the Deck Expo, but I haven't really been here on the floor that long, but I've already visited the new wood deck pavilion that's been built.
Oh, really? What'd you think of that?
Well, I think it's very neat. It's a nice display. It displays a number of different varieties of wood, from the redwood, the cedar, the pressure treated. Nicely done, I think.
And what is it? Like, you know, sort of paint a little picture.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's radio, Bobby, just throwing that out there.
I guess technically it's an 800-square-foot hexagon with multi-levels, a couple of arbors. Just some things to really show uses of the particular materials that they're using there.
Sweet. And do they do the mix and match of the materials, types, and colors, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, to an extent. The main base layer, which is really the first level you'd step onto, is all pressure treated. And then they've got some other level changes where they utilize redwood and cedar. And really, really, really works well.
Cool.
Really works well.
Cool. Now, what are you working on at home in Bobby Parks land?
We have a couple projects going on. Actually, we have a little more than that, but we have two major projects going on. One is a porch deck combination. One is just a big watertight deck.
Sweet. So. Sweet. And I've seen Bobby's on Facebook, posts on Facebook, which he puts up a deck that he's built that's an absolute furniture grade.
Yes.
Can't even call it a deck. Seriously.
It looks better than our house.
Seriously, it does.
You're exaggerating.
There's fireplaces.
Definitely.
There are gold leaf.
Really?
Gargoyles.
Does it come with, like, a full staff, too?
Live tigers.
It's better.
You may be exaggerating just a bit.
That sounds really cool.
No, I'm joking around, but beautiful, beautiful stuff. Gas fireplaces?
Yes.
Are woven into these porch details, 4x6 timber ceilings.
Yeah, we do a number of different options, really, on the ceilings, but it is a pretty high-end custom work. Sometimes it's exposed rafters, tongue and groove ceiling. Sometimes it's beadboard and crown. And we're actually, the one we're working on now actually has a clear cypress ceiling. So really, really will be sweet.
Now,
my
if
heart.
Someone's interested in checking out all the beauty shots, where do they go? What website?
They can go to my website, which is www.peachtreedecksandporches, and the and is spelled out.
And the and is spelled out.
Peachtree Decks.
We have a link
and
from
porches.
Our website to his website, too.
Oh, so if you forget Peachtree Decks,
you can go to
and
My
porches.
Fix It Up Life and check it out. Search for Bobby, and then you can click through to his website. Now, I have a question about, there's a live deck collapse going here at Deck Expo every day.
Yes.
Did you build that?
No. Hopefully none of mine will do the same as what theirs is doing. So.
Now, did you see it happen earlier today?
I didn't really see this one, but I've seen them before. And really what they're trying to do is just demonstrate really what happens. Make it really vivid in front of people what happens if a deck really fails and collapses. So they have this thing set up with furniture on it. And when it hits the ground, it's...
With furniture, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? What about the live tigers?
No live tigers. I always thought they should put mannequins or something up there to really better demonstrate it, but they don't seem to do that.
That's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. There was a YouTube video out there a year or so ago. I don't think it's on there anymore. You know, some kids just playing around on a deck, and, like, kids filming each other goofing off. They were dancing. Lo and behold, half of the thing just like this deck collapsed here, because I've seen it, too. It goes down, and the kids go, make your teeth hurt.
Yeah.
It's just mind-bending. So he's speaking to a very important point.
And it is very important, too. I mean, NADRA has a checklist on their website.
NADRA.org.
Yes.
And Bobby's a member of NADRA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think what you find is that there's a lot of decks out there that really aren't safe. Fortunately, there are very few that really get tested to the point of overload. Mm-hmm. But if your deck's, you know, 10 or 12, 15 years old, you think there's any question it would pay to have an inspector come out and take a look at it, or go to the NADRA site and look at the checklist and kind of run through that. And then if you think you've got a problem, then maybe look at hiring a professional to come out.
Because when those deck collapses happen, it's like when someone's having a party or an event and you have all of your friends there. And those are the videos that I've seen and the stories I've heard. And it's just so heartbreaking, too, because you don't think about it, because it's just, you know, you or your husband or your family are using your deck, but then you have everybody over.
We've had a number of them in Atlanta collapse.
Yeah.
We've had everything from people call us to say they came home and the deck had fallen while they were gone.
Oh, my
goodness.
No
one on it. And then there was the worst one that I'm aware of fell several years ago, and there was a big party there, and there were 49 people injured, seriously injured, broke bones, burned from the grill. I mean, it was like a plane crash. It really was.
Well, and that's, too, when you're thinking about building a deck or having someone build a deck on your house, you really want to go for a professional. Make sure that they are familiar with NADRA and that you know, they know what they're doing. You can't just have anybody just show up with a truck and some tools and slap it on your house. I mean, you have to pull permits and the whole nine yards. Yeah. You just can't.
But here's a question.
It's like you don't want to perform your own surgery either.
Exactly.
Just because you have some Band-Aids and a knife at home doesn't mean that you want to, like, do
just
your own
surgery.
Just
because you watched it on the show doesn't mean you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch ER.
I've seen DIY Network. I'm sure I can do this myself.
If, like you were saying before, you know, if you even have a suspicion that your 15-year-old deck isn't really up to snuff anymore, you said call an inspector. Do you mean like a remodeler, a deck builder, a home inspector?
Well, you could try to see if you could get someone from the county to come out and take a look. If you did that, there's not going to be any charge, and I guess that would depend on their workload as to in the particular jurisdiction as to whether they'd be willing to do that. But if they wouldn't do that, then I would suggest looking online or in the Yellow Pages and find a private home inspector that would be willing and just find out what their fee would be, because some of the things you see on the checklist are pretty easy to see, but even if there seems to be proper attachment through bolts or lags, if a deck is not flashed, that attachment really gets compromised. And if there's a lot of age on there, I mean, that, you know, those are where the failures occur. And even the old code that was in place, if the deck was even permitted to begin with, the spacing of the lag bolts or through bolts really was a lot wider than it is accepted today.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So much to think about.
And there's stair stringers that really are not properly attached, and those are real potential hazards too. So.
Oh, the stairs going down.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, unfortunately, Mark, we have to take a break.
Well, we should take a break. I'm completely depressed.
I know you are completely depressed. We'll have to work on those live tigers for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, and
Bobby.
I think you should let Bobby go. You can, like, get him out of that chokehold or whatever you got him in when you dragged him over here to talk to us.
Thanks, Bobby. You're awesome.
Thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.